I'm not sure I would agree. I'm not sure I would disagree, but I'm not sure I would agree with the perspective that some have that this year's Yom HaShoah commemoration memorial, that this year's Holocaust memorial, which we observed last night and today, is the most significant Yom HaShoah in the past 76 years. It certainly is different. That's quite obvious based on events beginning October 7th. In an article you can find on JTA by Jacob Jervis, he mentions that this year's International March of the Living, a pilgrimage to Auschwitz, educational pilgrimage, will be led by 55 Holocaust survivors, including seven who were in some way affected by October 7th, including some, as he refers to them, as double survivors, those who survived the Holocaust, those who survived October 7th. Clearly, this Yom HaShoah is different. In a very fascinating, very worthwhile reading, not that Yossi Klein HaLevi needs me to give him approbation, but Yossi Klein HaLevi penned an article just recently, a few days ago or so, entitled "The War Against the Jewish Story: The Ease with Which Anti-Zionists Have Managed to Portray the Jewish State as Genocidal Marks a Historic Failure of Holocaust Education." I highly recommend reading the article. And at one point in the article, perhaps his main point of the article, he writes as follows: "What is under assault is the integrity of the mid-20th century Jewish story, of a people rejecting the self-pity of victimhood and fulfilling its most improbable dream, renewing itself in its broken old age in the land of its youth. The shift from the lowest point Jews have known to the reclamation of power and self-confidence is one of the most astonishing feats of survival, not only in Jewish but world history. It is that story that is being distorted and trivialized and demonized on liberal campuses." I'd like to, as perhaps an extension of that idea, and to focus on what I would suggest should always be part of Yom HaShoah, as perhaps reflected in what Yossi Klein HaLevi talks about in terms of Holocaust education, and how every Yom HaShoah should be the most significant Yom HaShoah. Every Yom HaShoah should be different, but for the following reasons, or perhaps on the following perspective. In this past Shabbat's Torah reading, Achrei Mos, the Torah describes as part of the procedure that the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, carries out on Yom Kippurim, is he changes his garments, his vestments, his accoutrements during the course of the day a number of times. At one point, the pasuk says that when he goes out from the Kodesh, from the kind of sanctuary or inner sanctuary, having worn four simple linen garments, big day bod, he removes those four vestments of clothing, those four items that he wore when he entered the Kodesh, v'hinicham sham, and he places them there. He places them outside of the Kodesh, somewhere in perhaps the Azara. And what is the purpose of placing them there? So Rashi quotes one of the opinions in the Gemara. Tartamim points out there are two opinions in the Gemara whether this was or wasn't part of the procedure. But the popular opinion, that's one that is quoted by Rashi and quoted extensively, is that Shetu'un in Geniza, that the four articles of clothing that the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, wore this Yom Kippur must be removed and buried, must be buried and not reused until must be buried somewhere in the Ohel Moed, not in the inner sanctuary in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in the Kodesh and the Ohel Moed. But he buries them there permanently. And Rashi says, V'lishtamish ba'osan arba begodim liyom kippurim acher, and he's not permitted to reuse those four items of clothing the next year. He must manufacture new items of clothing for the big day bad. V'licham shom, he places them there, lamid shetu unim geniza, they must be buried and left there permanently. So in the Drashot LeDorot of Rabbi Dr. Norman Lem, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in a sermon that he gave in April of 1973 for Parshas Achrei Mos, see, he poses the question as to why was that so important that the Kohen Gadol not be permitted to reuse from year to year the same big day bad. He presents the question very, very poignantly, as he talks about, based on sources that he quotes, that these linen garments were not inexpensive, and it was quite an enterprise, an undertaking, and expense to be able to manufacture new ones for each year. Why was it so important that they not be reused? And he quotes an interpretation, an understanding by Rabbi Mordechai Cohn, whereas Rabbi Lamb describes, the Torah very much wanted us to avoid the danger of routine. It considered boredom and rote as poison to the spirit and soul. Therefore, whereas we must follow every step of the ritual, the high priest must have a change of garments every Yom Kippur in the hope that the outward novelty will inspire and evoke from within the high priest an inner freshness and enthusiasm. And he, in his unique, eloquent way that only Rabbi Lamb could, goes on to amplify that idea. Similar to that idea, not exactly identical, similar to that, is found in Oznaim LaTorah, Rabbi Zalman Sarutzkin, V'nicham Shom. He says that the Kohen Gadol could potentially have the perspective, well, last year I wore these items of clothing, the same clothing, and I was successful. I went into the Kodesh HaKadosh in the inner sanctuary, and I came out unscathed. I came out b'shalom, as we say in the Musaf of Yom Kippur. And he says that the same clothing that I wore last year, I wear this year. And just as I was successful and apparently spiritually of appropriate caliber last year, so I'm the same this year. He will be overconfident in his spiritual status and perhaps not strive to be better and to improve. Similar to Rabbi Lamb, slightly different. And therefore, the change of clothing, so the Kohen Gadol can't kind of reflect back and say, I'm this using the same clothing, and I, for if I'm the same as I was last year, it's good enough. He has to put on different items of clothing. I'd like to extend, or perhaps emphasize, a slightly different point. Rabbi Lamb and the Zayim LaTorah are both focused on the importance of the new garments, different garments, change of garments. I'd like to focus rather on the old garments and what every year the Kohen Gadol would think about. Every time he exited the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was going to remove those four items of linen and permanently bury them there in the Ohel Moed, he would once again come upon that same place where he buried four garments a year ago, and 2 years ago, and 3 years ago. And rather than focus on the new garments that he would wear each year, focusing on the old garments. Because as the Kohen Gadol would place and bury this year's four garments, he may even see last year's four garments, but he would certainly remind himself, well, I was just here a year ago, and I buried four other garments just like these. And that this experience of having to bury year to year those four garments, to come upon them, was an opportunity, a moment for the Kohen Gadol of reflection, a moment of commemoration, a moment of a year in review, that it gave the Koinigodol a moment, a pause during the busy avoda, the service in the temple of intensity during Yom Kippur. It gave him a moment to contemplate the past year and to say, well, I'm changing clothes and I'm burying last year's I'm burying this year's clothing just as I buried last year's clothing. And this change of clothes is giving me the opportunity to think about what else has changed since last year, besides my clothing. What has changed from 2 years ago and 3 years ago. Every year, to reflect back on that year's changes, on the events of that year, both personal, communal, national, international. And so the Koinigodol reflects and says, what has transpired since I was here last year and I sequestered 4 similar items of clothing and I'm doing it once again? What has changed besides my clothing? Am I the same person I was last year? Am I a better person? Am I a more caring person? Am I a more connected person? What has changed since last year in terms of reflecting back on celebrations? Have I had children since last year? Have I had grandchildren? What smachot, celebrations, have I been blessed to participate in over the past year? Or perhaps to reflect on the Jewish people's experiences. How many couples since last year have not been blessed with a child? Once again, how many people have not been blessed with grandchildren since last year? How many people have suffered losses since last year? What has changed in people's lives since last year? How many people have lost parents since last year? Or siblings? Or spouses? Or children? What has occurred since last year in terms of the Jewish people? Is there greater or lesser unity among the Jewish people since last year? How many Holocaust survivors have passed away since last year? How many IDF soldiers have passed away since last year? How many Israelis? How many Jews? How is this year different than last year? Tragically, this Yom HaShoah, if we reflect back on V'hini Cham Sham, we look back at last year, we would wish we were back last year. We would wish that we were prior to October 7th. We would wish that Rabbi Lam's sermon that he gave in April of 1973 wasn't followed by the Yom Kippur War that year. That Yom Kippur, Koinigodol removing the 4 items of clothing, was a very different Yom Kippur than the Yom Kippur before. And this year, Yis Yom HaShoah, reflecting back on last year's Yom HaShoah, is different. And we look back and reflect on all that which has transpired, both in the advancement of the Jewish people, of Medinat Yisrael, and beyond words of tragedy, what has changed since last year. Every Yom HaShoah, I think, should incorporate V'hini Cham Sham, to go back to that location where the thoughts and memories have been buried from the previous year and to kind of revitalize them, but more importantly, focus on what has transpired since last year's Yom HaShoah. What has occurred for the Jewish people? What has been a success for the Jewish people? And what has been tragic for the Jewish people. That, I believe, is part of Yom HaShoah every year. And that is part of Holocaust education. So we ask God this Yom HaShoah to commemorate, to honor, to cherish all the neshamot. Yom HaShoah, and of October 7th. And we hope that next year's Vihini Cham Shom will allow us to reflect back and find a significant degree. Not a complete degree, that is impossible, but a significant degree of comfort, of reconciliation, significant degree of unity for sure, and be able to reflect back, say that next year's Yom HaShoah in relation to this year's is perhaps a little bit more optimistic, a little bit less tragic, a little bit less sad. Vihini Cham Shom.